Aircheckdownloads.com.
1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 songs.
10 songs.
1 year.
The top 10 of 10.
Radio City 96.7.
Good morning, how you doing? We've got a great chart lined up for you today. Coming up, 5 Star Systematic.
Never can give it up.
Also, Mr. Remember the Blow Monkeys?
I'm digging your skin. I know I'm dying.
And Diana Ross.
I'm in the middle of a chain reaction. You give me all the after.
The big question is, which year is it?
10 songs.
1 year.
One chart.
10 songs.
The top 10 at 10.
Here's an oldie but goodie.
Radio City 96.7.
Number 10. And check this tune, Big Audio Dynamite, E equals MC squared.
Like
any ideas of the year? Call us if you've got any idea at all. You know the number, it's 0151-472-0967.
Somebody I never met.
Officially rated number 1 in the morning.
This is what radio should be.
Radio City, 96.7, Liverpool.
Chantilly, friend of the stars here. I know the bloke who did backing vocals on that song. It's true. He later went on to become a DJ on the radio. A bloke by the name of Dixie. Doing backing vocals on the Blow Monkeys with Dr. Robert, Digging Your Scene, number 9. But number 9 in which year? Number 10 was Big Audio Dynamite, E equals MC squared. Got any ideas at all, call us up 0151 472 0967. Any clues I can give you, any headline clues? Well, I haven't actually got them around at the moment. I'm gonna try and dig out some clues for you, and while I do that, let me play 5 Star number 8.
Take a look at me.
Radio City 96.7 Liverpool. It's a Sunday morning, Father's Day. Sean Tilly here, how you doing? You're right, so I guess. Oh, 5 Star, what a song. Systematic, number 8, in which year? I've managed to fish out some clues for you. Buckingham Palace announced the engagement of Prince Andrew and Sarah Ferguson. That's quite appropriate after what went on yesterday between Edward and Sophie Rhys-Davies. Jacques Chirac became the Prime Minister of France. And also, Everton announced that they would be fighting to prevent manager Howard Kendall from moving to Barcelona. Getting it right this morning, Kenny Smith at Tess Riley's, the pub in Charlotte Street, right slap bang here in the city. Also, John Bilson in Tranmere, Steve Young in Wavertree, Erica Lyons in Rock Ferry, Vicky in Rochdale, Gradchuk, Dom, but you couldn't say where he was calling from. Dom couldn't say because it was work and he would get into tremendous trouble if his boss heard that he was calling up Radio City's Top 10 at 10 and trying to guess the year, which was, incidentally, 13 years ago. 1986, with the rest of the countdown coming very soon.
Sean Tilly's Top 10 at 10. Radio City 96.7.
Liverpool.
We're doing the Top 10 at 10. We know that it's 1986. 13 years ago.
Number 7.
Mr. with Curie. Don't worry, I'll be doing one or two Father's Day mentions today, of course, with it being such an important day in Daddy's life. Oh, it's the day he looks forward to. Take it from me. The day when he finally gets recognised for all the hard work, strife and toil and that he puts into the family. Gets taken from... It's not as though I've got a chip on my shoulder or anything like that. This is Radio City's Top 10 at 10.
The wind blows hard against this mountainside.
Of course, Radio City 96.7, the Top 10 at 10.
Down the road that I must drive.
It's 1986, it's 13 years ago. Curie, Mr. at 7, and Public Image Limited.
Number 6.
So 1986, it was the year that a fire engine crashed through the front of a house in West Derby. Fortunately, the nurses who lived there were away on holiday.
Number 5.
On its way to number 1, Falco.
Ooh, that's like Amadeus.
Eventually, a number 1 single 13 years ago, 1986. Spotting on the top 10 of 10, number 5 for Austria's Falco. Come on and rock me, Amadeus. Your number 4 tune is coming soon. top 10 of 10 from Radio City 96.7. All right, calm down, Tiger. Calm down, for goodness sake.
It's Prince. Kiss.
4 years later, there was a cover version from Tom Jones. No, it wasn't 4 years later. Sorry, 2 years later in 1988. Because it's not 1984, it's 1986. Yeah, 1986, 13 years ago, the top 10 at 10 this morning. Prince, Kiss number 4, and the Bangles. Manic Monday on the top 10 at 10. At
number 3.
From Liverpool, Radio City, 96.7. On a Sunday morning with Sean Tilley playing the top 10 at 10 13 years ago, 1986. Bangles, that was the first single that sort of really brought them to our attention. And the lead singer, Susanna Hoffs. Manic Monday. So then on TV in this year, we were watching Dear John. That was a great series, that. Little or large. Catchphrase, which is still going, of course, today. Movie's doing well. Commando, Rocky 4. Interesting to read that they're going to do another Rocky movie. This will be the last one. I was reading that the other day. And Absolute Beginners from the soundtrack, David Bowie.
Number 2.
I've nothing much to offer.
Radio City 96.7. The Bee Gees said in this year that they were happy to write a number one single for Diana Ross, but they would never, ever work with her again. Because she was such a prima donna. She thought that she was a big star. I mean, this is Diana Ross, we're going to say. What right does she have to think she's a big star?
Radio City 96.7, yeah. Top 10 at 10.
Anyway, the full top 10 countdown. Number 10, Big Audio Dynamite, Equals MC Squared. Number 9, Blow Monkeys, Digging Your Scene. 8, 5-star Systematic. 7, Mr. Carrier. Number 6, P.I.L. with Rise. 5, Falco, Rock Me Amadeus. Number 4, Prince and Kiss. The song he wrote for the Bangles at number 3, Manic Monday. 2, David Bowie's Absolute Beginners. Number 1, Diana Ross, Chain Reaction. It was 1986. 96.7. Coming up next hour, not only your chance to win on the Simply Red Winning Weekend, I'll give you details about your chance to see Entrapment, a brand new movie starring Sean Connery and Catherine Zeta-Jones, and an exclusive Radio City premiere. Also, how you can get tickets for that special gala performance of Phantom of the Opera, Liverpool Empire, on Thursday the 22nd of July in the presence of the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh. And also, with it being Father's Day, should we do one or two Father's Day requests as well? Oh, yes, I think so. I think we should do that. In actual fact, if you don't mind me saying, I think it would be rude not to.
Radio City's brand new CD, Music for Life, is in the shops now.
It's the album you've compiled.
Following thousands of votes for our 90s chart, we picked 38 of your favorites.
And now we bring you the best compilation CD money can buy.
Music for Life.
Music for Life from Radio City 96.7.
This is Radio City 96.7.
At 11, more Omar Bomb suspects arrested, and Ulrika gets the thumbs down for her musical debut. 9 people have been arrested.
Radio City. Well, it's Father's Day. Hello, I'm Sean Tilley. Got a mixture of sunshine and scattered showers lined up today. Highs of 18 degrees Celsius, 64 Fahrenheit. This evening, cloudy, breezy. Some more rain, 11 and 52, the overnight low.
Live.
From Liverpool. Voted radio station of the year, 1999.
C-I-T-Y.
Today's music.
It's showtime.
96.7 Radio City.
A few questions that I need to know.
Aircheckdownloads.com.